Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, is Ireland losing its religion? It's like a song, isn't it? Losing my religion. That was that. We missed a trick there on that one, AJ. Anyway, today has been announced that the religious retailer Veritas, I'm sure most of you know it, is to close its Dublin city centre store after more almost 100 years in business. The Abbey Street store opened in 1928, and this location also serves as Veritas's head office. The religious publisher and retail previously had 7 stores across the island of Ireland, but come midday on Friday, only its Newry store in County Down will remain open. They only got one more shop in the whole of Ireland. That's Northern Ireland, because of course they are more religious than we are. Well, they tend to be anyway. Veritas, as many of you know, has been the cornerstone for religious books, the catechism when you were a kid, remember that? And materials in Ireland for decades. Its closure has sparked a broader question about, are we losing our religion? Now, over the past few years, we've steadily seen a decline in the number of people attending Mass. According to recent statistics, weekly Mass attendance in Ireland dropped significantly, with fewer than 35% of Catholics attending regular Mass, compared to over 90% just a few decades ago. The decline is even more pronounced amongst the younger generation, of course. So we want to hear from you. Is this shift a positive sign of progress and, I suppose, modernisation? Or is it a troubling loss of our cultural and spiritual heritage? Now, you're going to be surprised by my take on this, right? I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in religion at all. But here's my take on it. I think this is a bad thing. I think this is a sad thing. And as much as I don't agree completely with the control that religion had in Ireland, or the Catholic Church had in Ireland over the people in the way they behaved generally, I do believe that it controls the morals of society in some way. And it's not such a bad thing, as long as it's not taken to the extreme. That's always the problem, isn't it? But I want to get your thoughts. Is Ireland better off without religion? And religion taking a back seat? Or are we losing something valuable as kind of faith's influence wanes here in Ireland? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Are we losing out and losing our religion? And is that a bad thing? Morris, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you doing? I said a prayer for you during the interval.
Ah, there you go. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks, Morris.
Yeah. No worries. Everybody deserves a prayer. But I was just thinking about the Veritas shop. There is one in Blanchardstown near where I live.
Oh, is there? Are you sure it's still open? Is it still open? No, I don't think so.
No, they were closing down. They were selling office stuff. But I remember the time I was out canvassing with you and Karen. Yeah. I actually gave her a little angel to put on her.
That's right. I remember, yeah. She was delighted with it, yeah.
Yeah, so I think everybody probably has a little angel on their shoulder, because on Monday my brother was 8 years of age. Joe, the eldest brother, and he's over in the Canaries now, and he rang me 5 minutes ago and he said, enjoy the cold, it's 27 degrees here.
Oh. But look, by the way, the good news for everybody across the country is the cold weather will end tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah, but well, they're saying by Saturday it should be back up to about 8 or 9 degrees, so yeah.
Yeah.
The worst of it will end tomorrow. It'll be back up to 3 degrees by Wednesday, I think, or something like that. So the worst of it will end tomorrow.
I think somebody said during the interval as well, that's God punishing the Irish from turning away from him. Anyway, Niall, I was on to one of your researchers earlier on, Molly. She's a lovely girl.
She is.
And I told her, I said, yeah, she is. She's good at her job, and I can see the potential, and I can see the future in radio in her. You can hear it in our voice.
How do you know all that by just talking to her? Because I can tell you, because I know Molly very well, obviously. And Molly, I don't want to be talking about Molly behind her back, right? But Molly is only a young lady. She's only in her early 20s. And she has the mind and the maturity of a woman who's 30 years of age. When it comes to radio, she was literally only here a few weeks and she knew how to do everything. You only have to tell her something once, show her something once. She's brilliant.
That's a natural. That's what you call it.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's a natural. Yeah.
100%. And I can see that in her and feel her in her when I'm talking to her, because she just oozes confidence and she oozes broadcasting and journalism.
Yep.
That's what I get off.
That's our Molly. Yeah.
So anyway, I was telling you when she loaned that station Monday, I was talking to her. I told her I found something that was sent to me by a friend of mine. I'm going to read her out to you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It's from a Native American child. And it says, when I was very young, someone called me a sinner. I got curious because in our language, there is no such word. So I decided to ask my grandfather, what is this? He said, there is no such thing. Your consciousness does not recognize this kind of word because it is made to manipulate and put guilt into our hearts. There are no sins. What we have is choices, and sometimes we make mistakes. Fear is what people use to take away your freedom. Do not allow anybody to do this to you ever again, grandson.
Good. It's good, wise words, by the way.
And that's from a people that have been on the receiving end of genocide from the white man for millions of years. They were around before the white man came with the Bible and all the religious stuff that they came with. And to me, they call the universe is my church and nature is my religion.
Yeah.
So I think here, because everybody was browbeaten, you see, you grew up in a pretty traditional Catholic family. The mother's at home, the dad's out walking, he gets a beer at the weekend.
Oh, yeah,
they both
went to Mass. Yeah, they went to Mass every weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you stood up at the 6 o'clock and said, I remember the first time I went to my wife's house as a young man dating her to meet her family. And they all stood up in the house at 6 o'clock to say the Angelus. I didn't know where to.
My man, Dad, be blessing themselves. I swear to God, their hands would be worn out blessing themselves when the Angelus would be.
They got up in the house and said the whole Angelus in front of me.
And the priest to come around. So we had the china cabinet, right, in the corner.
In the parlour.
Yeah.
The
with the special cups and saucers that were only taken out when the priest would come around.
Do you know what I still do, Niall? Do you know what I still do in myself? I still have a church envelope box in my house.
Oh, do you remember the box? Yeah, my mom would say, here's 50 pence, put it in the envelope and give it to Father Foley when he comes to the door.
And then I put it in the plate at church because I see that as my parents giving something back to the
community. Church collection. Oh, the church collection.
Yeah. I still have the envelopes here. And I put a fiver in.
Yeah, there was a little red box with a window on the side of it that had the date on each envelope. Yeah.
I'll send you in a photograph. It's here in the house looking at me.
Yeah, yeah. I remember them. Oh, no, I remember them well. So, Morris, here's the thing. Religion is dying in Ireland. It's disappearing, right? You know, church attendance is down. Is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing?
I don't like to see people losing their way, but I think people are wising up and saying, do you know what I mean? I can talk to God and I can believe in what I want to believe, have religion or spirituality. I don't need to go to a building to listen to a man every Sunday pontificating to me.
Yeah.
That's what people are rebelling against. That's what people don't need anymore. That's what we're saying.
But isn't that part of the whole club, isn't it? You know what I mean? The kind of church on a Sunday. And
well, you can't keep your club full all the time now, can you?
No.
You've been around discos all your life and you've seen discos come and go, correct?
Correct. Right? Yeah, yeah. The numbers fade. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you lose the people, once the people walk with their feet, you're out of business.
Once the new fancy nightclub opens down the road, they all move to that one.
Yeah, I think so. But look, it's up to yourself individually. I remember the famous Jerry Ryan quote before he died, the Lord have mercy on him. He's gone a long time now. He said, I hope I'm remembered for doing more good than bad.
When did Jerry Ryan die? 2010, was it?
2014, I think.
Ah, no, it wasn't 13, was it? No, it wasn't.
Was it?
No, because I wasn't working here when he died, and I'm here since 2011. So it had to be 2010, I'm thinking. Maybe.
10 or 14, I thought it was.
2010, there you go.
Anyway.
AJ confirmed it. 2010.
And I tell you what, in my opinion, that station has never been as bad in all my life. Ever since the day he died, that station went downhill to FM.
Yeah. It was a funny thing. Sorry, Bernie and Joanna, a funny thing was a program director that used to work here, and we had a great relationship, myself and him. We had a wonderful relationship. But he used to say to me, he says, try me, a bit more like Jerry Ryan. You don't have to be so rude, Niall. Be a bit more like Jerry. And I says, do you realise that Jerry Ryan, the last week he was on air, talked about picking his nose and masturbating? And on daytime radio. But so it stayed there for a second, Morris. I know you have to head off. Morris, listen, thank you very much indeed for that. Cheers. I appreciate it. And I like those kind words in relation to the Native American Indians. Joanna, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Niall. How are you?
Good. Joanna, Do you think religion is an important part of who we are here in Ireland? Even if you're not religious, is it part of our culture? Or is it something that we should be sad to see go?
Well, I think it's part of culture for certain people of a certain age, maybe. But me, personally, I don't believe in God. I never did.
Well, I don't either.
I never will.
But I don't either. But I do value that kind of spirituality that we have in this country and the morals,
yeah,
I suppose, that religion gives.
Absolutely. And, you know, when somebody tries to preach to me, I wouldn't preach my beliefs on them either, you know, that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa, you know. But I do think, like, I am a bit of a hypocrite. Let me start off on that foot. Because I did have my kids baptized. I did let them make their communion and confirmation. So, hands up, I am a hypocrite.
Yeah, and you celebrate Christmas. And you celebrate Easter. Yeah, yeah.
And I love, love, love Christmas. But not for the sake of the baby Jesus and all that. Because I don't even think he was born on Christmas Day.
No, allegedly not.
He was born in July or something.
June
like
or
that,
July, or allegedly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not, I just love Christmas. So I celebrate it and that's it. You know, so if I'm a bit of a hypocrite, well, hands up, I'm a hypocrite.
See, I like to use the word Christian rather than Catholic. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. So I appreciate there are Catholic citizens and I respect that too.
But you can be
a Christian person without being religious, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And also as well, I didn't get married in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I got married in the registry office and had a celebration afterwards. But because when it came to my marriage, I really didn't really want to be a hypocrite, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do what we wanted to do, and that was it. I didn't give a damn about a so-called God. And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody out there. Get out of here, I'm talking. I'm sorry, that was my little brat. My little rogue. But yeah, you know what I mean. And God didn't give him to me, by the way. We created him. You know, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, yeah.
But yeah, I do think religion has definitely fallen to the side. And I certainly can't see a future of priests on an altar in the next, I don't know how many years.
10?
Yeah, there's very
few priests. Yeah, they're dying. There's very few priests now. Yeah, they're all very old.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I mean, yeah. And so when they're gone, they're gone. They're going to be extinct like the dinosaurs. You know?
Is that a bad thing? Is it because most of them? I mean,
well,
I know. Look, we can talk about it. We can talk about the abuse and the reports and all that kind of thing. But most priests are good people.
That's why I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, most of them are good people. Most of them are nice guys.
I knew one beautiful nun, and I was in a school, where primary school, and I had the. She was a nun, and do you know something? To this day, we're still friends. She is a beautiful person. And she won the Grand National. She won the Grand National because she loved horses. And
I was going to say, did she run it herself? Like
the most beautiful person.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you the truth. North William Street School. I'm going to name her because she's the best person in the world.
Mm-hmm. What's her
Sister
name?
Sister Anne.
What's her name?
Sister Anne.
Okay.
And she does a lot for North William Street School in Dublin One, and what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman she really is.
Mm.
And she takes the kids down to Dungarvan and everything, and oh my God, on retreats and everything. I went myself, and it was absolutely brilliant. She's a wonderful. So I know not every priest, not every nun is a bad person, but at the same time, I do understand why people have turned away all the bad press, and you know. You never hear any of the good, I suppose.
I don't think that's the main reason people turned away. I think that didn't help, certainly, the bad press. But I think a lot of the main reason would be that people nowadays are more educated. When I say educated, that doesn't mean that people who are into religion are less educated. What I'm saying is that children or young people have access to the internet about all of, you know, the things that we would associate that God did, you know, building the mountains and all that kind of stuff and whatever. That nowadays they can look up the geography online, they can look up, find all the answers to everything online. And pretty much everything that we associated with God can be explained. Whereas years ago we were just told to shut up, God did that. And I think kids nowadays are a little bit more, I suppose, critical. And they're critical thinkers, you know, when it comes to these things. I have to go to a break. Bernie, I'm going to reach you straight after the break, I promise you, and Oisín as well. The question I'm asking you is, with the closure of the Veritas shops, and only one left now, it kind of is a sign. And Ireland, by the way, there was research done there going back a good few years ago that only something like 40% of Catholics now practice their religion. Less than that are probably religious, to be honest with you. Very few people now go to church. Only people over the age of 50, maybe. So is it a bad thing? And as much as I'm not religious at all, actually, you know, I don't even believe in God. I'd be the first one to give out about religion, you know, and believing in things like that and relying on religion for your life. But I still do believe there's a value to it. And maybe there's a sadness in losing that. I think that can have an effect on society. Anyway, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Bernie and Oisín, I'll be with you straight after. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about religion, and is it such a bad thing that it's fading away? Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, mate. How are you?
Good. Religion was a huge part of all our lives growing up, particularly our age group. But now it's practically vanished, you know, the practice of religion. Is that a bad thing, Bernie?
I do feel it's... I'm saddened. I still go to Mass at the weekends, and if there's a holy day, I will still go. I would still go to Croagh Patrick once a year and do this annual pilgrimage. I find that God is very much part of my life. But my children in their 40s and 30s, they don't go at all.
Yeah.
And they, you know, but they still all got their kids baptized, and they still all go to communion and confirmation and whatever.
Yeah.
However... and I bring all my grandchildren to the church, you know, maybe to light candles. And so they know, they get the spirit of it. And they do, even the small little one-year-old, they do, they are aware that they have to be kind of, it's something different to what they're used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think for the Catholic Church to move forward in modern society, not forgetting the past, but learning from the experience of the past, I feel that they should more be community-based. I think they need to go out into the community and actually start at the grassroots again. And start re-involving us all back into the church.
But how are they going to do that when they've no staff anymore? They've no more priests. Well, they're nearly gone.
Okay, I might be the devil's advocate, but I think they should be allowed to be married.
Well, okay, that's a given. Yeah, given. Yeah.
I think if they were married and part of the community, they would be part of life, and they would get the life that we're all trying to live. We're not all living fancy lives, and you know, going out buying, you know, a brand new car every year. The simplicity of life. The hardness of life, the sadness, you know, if they were married and lived part of our lives, like we do every day, like going to the, you know, the priests seem to be separate to the communities.
Mm.
And that's before, like in my day, there was a glutton of priests. Like, you know, there was, I think we had 8 priests or 6 priests in our parish at one point. Like, that's a lot of priests.
But it was a huge sacrifice to be a priest. You couldn't get married. You couldn't have sex. You know, it was a huge sacrifice.
I'm only a simple lay person. I still have a great belief that the community that I grew up from, the church was part of my community, and I felt very part of that community. Unfortunately, today there is no community. You know, I drive down the road to get Mass because the priest in our parish is not people based, and he's a bit different. Now, I don't think there's nothing wrong with him. I'm just saying that for me personally, I find the priest down the road has more a lead into the community.
Mm.
He's more at one with the people.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good. But I do feel that the church needs to revisit itself and say, right, my priests need to be married. My priests need to be involved in the community. They need not to be in a church just on a Saturday, Sunday. They need to be present every day and be approachable and amenable to all of us.
And what about the effect on society, that religion, with religion disappearing, does that have an effect on society? Because I believe that, although I'm not a religious person, I don't believe in religion, I don't believe in God, I do believe that the morals of the church are a good thing and a good foundation for children.
Yeah, and I feel that as well. So how do you do that?
Mm.
You have to kind of get the priests back out into the community and get the people to trust them again. We've kind of gone a bit far up the TikTok world and, you know, YouTube to get all our information. And really, the information is very simple and it's very basic. You know, it's in all of us. You know, there is a good in all of us. And we've
changed so much in this country in the last 20 years. You know, my mother is dead 15 years. But like I can tell you now, even though my mother was very progressive to some degree, right, she would have a heart attack if she heard of OnlyFans. You know what I mean? She's like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like the things that we see on television nowadays, it would kill her. Because I remember she used to change the channel if an ad for tampons come on. You know what I mean? So that was the type of person she was. But there's nothing wrong with that. They were just good. They had good morals. You know what I mean? They were different people.
My mum was she passed away last year. She was 89. And she grew to accept. Now, my mother went to Mass 3 times a day. We had the rosary, had the benediction. We did all the fast and we did everything. She was an absolute, I suppose you could call her nearly a fanatic. But the one thing I noticed as she changed, turned into her later years, she was much more tolerant and accepting of stuff than I was. Mm. Like, you know, she had no problem with transgender. She said, they're all God's people. She loved, like she was, she just made me feel kind of, oh my God, why am I so guilty?
You feel so bad, yeah. Feel bad about yourself.
Like this woman would get a china cup out of the press for, you know, she was terrified that the priest would only give him the best.
Yeah.
Like that's how they grew up. And the ash, they came back from an area where they had to wear ashes on their head. Remember, if they did anything wrong. She came from an era like that where there was no running water. They were living in complete poverty in the middle of nowhere. And the priest came first.
Yeah.
You know, if they had no food and they were rearing their children, they had to give the cup of tea to the priest. Like, that's what she came from.
Oh, that was my parents. It didn't matter how much money we had. You know, there had to be money put in the church collection. That was it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was, and even up to the end, that was her thing. She gave money to the church. But I was, the way she embraced all the new changes, she wasn't ever queried. I think she never looked at TikTok. She never looked at YouTube. She just accepted people at face value. Mm. And I think that came from her religious background.
And I think we're missing that nowadays. But stay there for a second, Bernie. And Oisín, hi. How you doing, Oisín?
Welcome to the religious line. You're talking to Joe. Talk to Joe.
Good afternoon and welcome to the live line.
Joe is short for Joseph. Yeah. I think you're on that one. By the way, I do give good mass. Is it going out the window? Very slowly, unfortunately, yes. Now, I was brought up in the 70s, early 70s. The religion was drummed into you. Now, my parents, and they're still alive, thank God, and I respect the hell out of them, they're devoutly Catholic. Devoutly. I'm a hypocrite as well. Do I go to Mass? No. But, here's the weird side of it. If I need a bit of headspace, and I know exactly how this is going to come across, or a bit of peace and quiet, I will actually not sleep, as in close the door quietly. I will go into a church.
Mm.
Because, for some reason, it's still in me from the 70s. That you will get reprieve or silence or peace or serenity in a church. You can get it from home. I understand that. Am I using the Catholic Church? I don't practice. I don't. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. You know what I mean? I don't practice. Mm. But, again, being a hypocrite, I will still go to a church.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
No. I believe in something. No, I think everybody believes in something. I'm not trying to shoot myself in the foot. I'm really not. Do I believe? I think a higher power is what you believe in, as in like AA or something of that nature.
Yeah,
it's whatever you turn to in your darkest moments, and you might maybe something happens, you get a bit of solace. I think whatever. Again, I'm not being flippant. Whatever works for you. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but is it a bad thing that we're losing our religion? Is that a bad thing for young people nowadays? Not that they have to be all kneeling down and saying prayers and everything else, but just the morals that come along with religion. Is that a bad thing?
Yes. I don't mean you got to beat them to go to church. Like, you and I are probably in the same area. A lot of callers, where you didn't go into the church, you stood outside to listen to the sermon on the loudspeaker. And you went home and you died, your mass said, who was saying mass? You know, that kind of way. You couldn't be bothered going in. You just turned up. You know? I'm not going to say for young. You see, a lot of people have lost their way. A lot of people. And I don't mean just Catholics. I think, look, a bit of religion can't hurt you. It can't. You don't have to be a massive believer.
Now, you're saying a bit of religion can't hurt you. See, I'm kind of torn on this. Because there's a softness inside me that's, you know, says it'd be kind of sad to see the culture and tradition, not the religion so much, but the culture and tradition leave our country.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you and Bernie would both agree that a bit of religion did hurt people as well.
Oh, it did hurt me as well.
Look, you know, I'm talking about the behaviour of certain priests, certain nuns, the Catholicism within the schools, the behaviour of people, you know, and using religion, Bernie, as a shield, you know.
I understand that, Niall, at the same time, we have grown, we still grew up with the belief of we wanted to help people. My only dream was to help people and look after people and do the best I could by people. I would not go out willingly and, you know, hurt anyone or harm anyone. And I always felt that I got that from my religious instruction or my background.
But the negative side of religion was it did teach us to judge people as well. Now, I know you said your mother didn't, right, as she got older. But, you know, if you go back 30 years ago, because of religion, we judged women who weren't married and had children. You know, we judged people who got divorced or wanted to get divorced or wanted to get separated.
You've matured and you've looked behind. You've been able to answer the questions for yourself now. But the religion, you know, you don't go up to the priest and say, I keep following what the priest has taught you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You now have grown your own ideas and your own beliefs, and you know what you want to be able to do for people. If you don't want to go out and harm anyone, or, you know, we all give out about every kind of issue under the world, but we still wouldn't do anyone harm. If we were at a road accident in the morning, God forbid, the first thing we'd all do is hop out of our cars and we try and help the person. Is that not something that is good in all of us?
Mm. Yes, yeah,
sorry. Bernie's, oh, sorry, I do apologise. Bernie's 100% right. And everything she said is true. You know what I mean? You get out and help someone. You're not going to go past a car accident. And if you have the chance, or you can pull in, you pull in and help. Everybody's inherently good. Everybody. Religion or otherwise.
Well, now that I'm... Well, everybody is inherently good.
Well, not. Okay, yeah. I'm generalising. Yeah. But people would, you know, good morals.
Yeah.
Good upbringing.
So do you think, can you have good morals without having religion, Oisin?
I think if you're brought up the right way by your parents to a certain extent, or grandparents, or God forgive me, if someone, your parents have passed off or you are passed on. I think once you've got a good grounding, a genuinely good grounding and understanding that you don't, look, people have rights, they have arguments. You don't necessarily have to, like, a lot of the wars in the world were caused by religion.
Of course.
Unfortunately.
Most of the wars in the world are caused by religion.
They are, pretty much. And unfortunately, you don't see a lot of younger men, or maybe possibly younger women, going into the priesthood. I mean, unfortunately...
No, it doesn't happen. I think there was only one priest ordained last year, probably. I think there was one year there, 2 years ago, there was none ordained. Well, both of you stay there for a second. Derianne, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Hope you had a nice Christmas.
Well, I spent the 3 days in bed with the vomit bug.
Oh,
anyway,
stop. Everybody's... Oh, every, no, that's not all talk. We can all start talking about our sicknesses and who was the sickest.
No. Look, it's all good.
Were you talking to God on the white telephone? Sorry.
Look, I was happy to get a rest, to be honest. But, Niall, I have to tell you, now, this is an absolute hand-on-heart true story. When I grew up, I was from a very staunch Catholic family, went to a very holy Catholic, private Catholic school, tried my best to be the best Catholic on the planet. I had some horrible incidents as a child where the priest came up with my mother to tell my mother that I didn't answer my questions right for my communion or something, right, and put the wind up me. Anyway, that's all fine. Moving on swiftly, when I was getting married in 1980, I still thought I was this going to be perfect Catholic, lovely lady. And Veritas, which you mentioned earlier, you contacted them to get this Pope's blessing, right?
Yeah.
And me being the lovely person I was, wanted to get my Pope's blessing, went into the place in Abbey Street
and said,
And I said to the person on the desk, look, I want to order this, but I actually do calligraphy, and so I want to write up my own cert because I could design it and all that. And your man looked at me as if I had two heads and said, no, you can't do that. And I said, why not? And he said, because the Pope's blessing is a business. And I said, excuse me? And he said, and I said, are you telling me that I can't get the Pope's blessing with my own cert because it's a business? And he said, yeah. And I said, right, I'll tell you what. See ya.
Show your blessing where the sun don't shine.
Exactly.
Right.
So I went on, got married, had my son. My son was about 2. Went to Rome. My husband told the husband I have to go off on a venture. Now, this is really true, and I have proof of it. Went into the Vatican, went into a confession box, and I said to the priest, look, I'm not here for confession. I just want to know how I can get up to the room where I can make my own. And your man threw me out of the box, which was quite
funny.
What,
you wanted to go make your own blessing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Niall,
yeah.
I managed to get up to the room where they did do them, and I was allowed to do my own blessing, and which was going to be blessed by the Pope, which didn't do me any luck in the long run.
Yeah.
And yeah, but what I'm saying is,
okay. So, long story short, they weren't very helpful to you in Veritas and Abbey Street, is what you're telling me. But then, mind you, it was 1980. Yeah, I know. But it is, mind you, Veritas is a business, Sarah-Ann.
Stop for a second. No, it wasn't just the shot in Veritas. It was the whole thing that I woke up to. The Catholic Church was not what they thought they, you know, what
but
we
it is
thought
it, yeah,
they
but Sarah-Ann, you're not naive. The Catholic Church, as well as being a culture, as well as being an ethos, as well as being a theocracy, is also a business. It is a business.
Yeah, but hold on, Niall. I was in my early 20s. I was dragged up by Catholic parents, Catholic priests, Catholic nuns. Like, none of us believed that this is what was really going on. But anyway, the good story is I managed to get my blessing, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And I also resigned from the Catholic Church.
Did you leave? Did you leave the Catholic Church?
Yes, I did.
What, did you use the website? It's gone now, called Opt Me Out, wasn't it?
Well, actually, no, they wouldn't let me use it when I went to use it. But I told them they could excommunicate me because X, Y, and Z, so they'd no choice.
Yeah.
But, no, what I'm saying
is... Okay,
but
Sarah-Ann, can I just... I understand what the point you're making about Veritas. Can I just get the business aspect of it? Just very quickly before we get to the break. Can I get back to the point? Do you think it's a bad idea or a bad thing... Because Bernie is talking about, you know, the nice side of religion growing up. Do you think it's a bad thing that religion is disappearing completely from the country? Do you think that's a bad thing or a good thing?
Niall, please, and please don't cut me short.
I'm not cutting you short. It's just I have to go to a break in a second, but go on.
Well, can I come back after the break?
No, just finish what you wanted to say there, Jan. Go on.
I just want to say it's not that it's a bad thing. It's the fact that the Catholic Church has had such a hold on this country, on the sons of a lot of people in this country. And here we are saying, yeah, what they wanted to do, the idea of having this happy family and the morals and all that, we as parents should be able to teach our children morals without having a cult like the Catholic Church over us.
Mm. Now, you know I'm not a fan of the Catholic Church, Sarah-Ann, but I am a little bit saddened in a way because I believe culturally it can be good for young people, particularly just to keep them in line. And I think that's the point Bernie's making.
But no, Bernie, I understand 100% what Bernie's saying, and I agree with her. But what I'm saying is, look at the fact that if I'm a parent, I don't have religion, I don't have whatever. I am the person that teaches my children what's right or wrong, my morals. I don't need a cult like the Catholic Church that absolutely demolished an awful lot of people in this country, Niall, and please don't get away from that.
Oh, no, I mentioned that earlier on, I'd be the first one, and throughout the years, I have been the first one on radio to talk about all of that. And Bernie, that's a fair point that Sarah-Ann makes just before we get to the break, if you want to respond to that very quickly. You know, the Catholic Church have done a huge amount of damage to this country. Huge.
Look at
I'm kind of just willing to forget it all.
I'm not condoning anything they did. like, let's be honest, like, your mother was, you were born and you were brought up in an unmarried mother's home. Like, that was all wrong, all the whole thing. But we can't keep, you know, we all know that that has to be addressed and all that. But at the same time, we have to move forward in a new world where the priest is not the fear factor or the hatred person in the church. Like, I do believe there's a higher power than me, because there has to be. Because, you know, I just feel that. And I feel that, you know, I have to learn it. I'm learning it myself, but I still love the peace. I love to go to the church. I love to listen to Mass. And I like to understand it now. I didn't understand it as a child. Now in my 60s, I'm finally beginning to understand. It's a very simple message. We all, the first of the commandments is love everybody as you love yourself. And I'm beginning to understand that now.
Okay, I have to go into a break. Bernie and Darianne, thank you very much. Helen and Michal, I'll come to you after the break, okay? Lots of people texting in, lots of people want to get on. The number is 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking you, is it a bad thing? And the reason we're talking about it is, but we mentioned earlier on, the Veritas store in Abbey Street is going to close after almost 100 years. And there's only one Veritas store left. There used to be a heap of them in the country at one stage. They're the publishers, of course, of all the religious books. And not only that, as Darianne rightly pointed out as well, you get your papal blessing there. But it is a business. I'm not denying the Catholic Church as a whole, as well as being a theocracy, religion and a belief system and all that kind of the other things that it is too. It is a business. It needs money to operate. And they are a very wealthy business, a very successful business. They're probably more successful than Twitter or Facebook or any other business out there. But we kind of don't think of it like that in our consciousness. Because you have to remember, the Catholic Church is the biggest landowner in the world. They own more land than any private company. If they sold all their land tomorrow and all the riches, you look at the Vatican, look at the wealth that's in the Vatican. And yet they talk about the poor people of the world, and yet they have more wealth than anybody or any private company in the world. It is quite bananas. There's a lot of hypocrisy there. But anyway, they could solve the world's problems and the starving millions themselves if they sold off all those paintings in the Vatican. A lot of them are priceless, mind you. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. The question simply is it a sad thing that we're losing our religion? And we are losing it. All right, we've got to get through people a bit quicker here, I think. Helen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you? I'm here in Charleville and I'm snoring.
Oh, no.
8 centimetres of snow. Oh, Niall, since Saturday night.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Been mad.
Gosh, so you can't even get out of the shop to get some milk and bread?
No, nothing. Nothing, but the neighbours are great now. They've all called because I suffered my chest a lot. So
right, okay.
They all made sure
hopefully over the next couple of days it should all disappear again because...
Well, I was hoping you were right when you said Wednesday night because I kind of seen towards then Friday here.
Yeah.
Because we got it very bad down this side. We really did, yeah.
Well, it will be by Thursday. The temperature should be back up to about 4 or 5 degrees. And by Friday and Saturday, they're saying it'll be back up to 9, 10 degrees. So, which is really mild for January, can I point out. It should be all gone by the weekend. No problem.
The best thing about it, Don Island, and I'll get to the topic, but my grandchildren came down, we built a massive snowman. And you know what? He's the best man you could have because he melts away and there's a night out.
That's it. So, Helen, would you miss religion if it was gone?
Well, I'll tell you, Niall, like that, Bernie actually brought me back when she said, I remember we go to Mass every morning like that, I'm from the same era, and we go to school Monday morning, and next thing the teacher would ask us, what was the gospel about? You know, what did you learn from...
Yeah, my father used to do that when he used to send us to Mass on a Sunday, and we'd come home and he'd say, who said the gospel? What was it about? You'd have to know, otherwise he knew you weren't in Mass.
I know, and we'd freeze inside in the classroom. No, we would have had been at Mass, but I hadn't a clue. I said, please don't ask me. So the mum would say something, I'd be kind of saying, yeah, I remember that. But, like, as I say, Bernie did have a point there, and the last caller.
Darianne.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that can be drilled into a person, but you know what? The times have changed. Years ago, a lot of things were brushed under the mat inside your own door and it wasn't brought outside.
Yeah, and is there some disadvantage to society not to have religion? Do you think kids are missing out on something nowadays?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, like, as I say, I don't drill religion into any of my grandchildren or anyone. Do you know what I mean? I've got my own beliefs. I mean, I'm Catholic. I believe in Our Lady, Our Lord. I like candles. I have guardian angels, you know. And if I hadn't been in my life, I'd be very empty.
Would you?
I really would feel empty, yeah.
Okay,
even though,
okay.
As I say, I have a family of four grandchildren, but there is something up there. There has to be, Niall. And like, but I mean, I go into a church. I light candles. I say a prayer, bottle of holy water. But don't ask me to go to Mass.
No.
I would not get up in the morning at 10 o'clock and walk down to Mass. And I'm only 5-10 minutes from the church.
Right.
I say hello to all the priests.
Well, you don't have to go to Mass. Mass is not that important.
No. That's what I mean. So I wouldn't let them dominate me anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't let...
But you do believe it's good for the morals of society?
Well, I think it is. I think everybody needs hope, you know, and just to get a bit of strength.
Okay. Helen, thanks for that. Sorry, I have to get two people. I know Aideen can't stay long. Michal will be with you in a second. Aideen, hi, how are you?
Hiya, Niall. I'm sorry, I had to take your speaker down trying to clean the fridge.
No, yeah, so you're working in the church.
I am.
Yeah.
I work in, I run a youth choir. So you know my situation with the music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I work in a youth, I won't say where I work, okay? So I run a youth choir, but they range in ages from about 7 up to about 16, the boys and girls.
Yeah.
And I have to say, in the parish that I work in, is not the parish that I live in. And I have to be honest with you, all the years I've been doing it, so I'm doing it since about 2018, the one thing I will say about this parish, it's very much, church is not religion. This is my opinion on it anyway. Church is community.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. You won't run a church. The priest can't run the church on his own, do you know? And certainly the parish that I work from, there's a massive community there. There's always people willing to help. There's a pastoral care place, you know, council. And there's so many people that are working to make that church a community. And I think that's what I feel is missing. I don't have much time. I mean, my religion is very important to me, but that is my religion. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. And it's like yourself, you know, it's each to their own.
Yeah.
But I always sort of feel when I hear people knocking it, like I did a liturgical music diploma there in Maynooth for 2 years there, a couple of years ago. I just graduated there in September. And like, that was the one thing that I got from that. Like there was a lot, most of us that were involved in it were all church musicians. And it was amazing to hear all the different sides of other people's parishes. But the one thing that everybody, because we said these liturgy classes in the evening times, the one thing that everybody always said was, you have to have a good community. And if you don't have a good community, you don't have a good
church.
Yeah,
but I'm no stranger to knocking religion. I've knocked it for years.
Oh, no, you never do, Niall.
Yeah, I know, but I do respect people's religion, right? And I do respect, but here's the thing. As much as I'm not religious, I don't agree with religions at all, to be honest with you. I think they cause more problems than anything else. It does sadden me a little bit because I think in Ireland, it's not so much about religion, it's about a culture. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you're right, it's a community.
It's a culture, actually, because and there's a great, as I said, the parish, I don't want to mention where I am, but the culture is amazing. They said all those kids that come, they go, they practice every...
Do they believe in God? Do those kids that come, are they...
They all have great faith. They're amazing.
Right, okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw something out at you there. There is a new TV series. It's a streaming series. Been on the road for a while called The Chosen. And it's made... They started it off by crowdfunding it. And it's now one of the most popular TV series in America. And people are flocking back to the church because of it. And it's not... I mean, it is about Christ and it is about Jesus. But... it's about the effect of the lives, the people that he met. It's more to do with his apostles and things, you know, and Mary Magdalene and that. But it's
Is it on Netflix or something like that? Or
I'll send it. There's actually an app, Niall, that you can download. It is on Netflix as well, and it's on Paramount. It's actually been picked up by a load of streaming services, and it's so good now. It's become so big that the series is actually released into the cinema before it's available for streaming.
Right.
It took off during the pandemic, and it's incredible. And the one thing that you would say is that you see Jesus as human, and you see all the crap.
See, wasn't that always the problem? There was this kind of whole shroud of secrecy around
That's
religion.
It. I mean, look, he's not like, you know, the white man in the robes and all the rest of it. Like,
he's just a bloke.
Human,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this series does. And you know, Niall, I meant to say it to you a while ago when you were talking about something else to do with religion and to send it in to you. Do me a favour. So I sent you the link with the app. Download it and just watch it as a series and try not to think of it as a religious series, because I promise you, you will really, really love it.
Okay, no, and I'll accept the challenge. I'll accept the challenge, Aideen. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I will.
Well, they're up to series 5 now, Niall, and they've finished it. It's just about to be released. There's seven. The guy that made it, he said he wanted to do 7 series of it. And he has now done to the end of series.
I'll watch it in between the Donald Trump. I'll watch it in between the Donald Trump press conferences. I just said that to you to piss you off, Aideen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you heard he's buying Greenland now. And he wants Canada too. Anyway, Aideen's. Yeah, well, hang on, say it, because I've only got 3 minutes. Michal.
Hello, Giagut.
Giagut. Say Giagut to Aideen.
Okay.
He'd want to speak to Niall. I can't string two words together.
Cut us a tale to Michal.
Tommy, go off. Tommy, go ahead, take a father, Tommy.
Okay, I've no idea what you just said, but anyway, it sounds great. What was I going to say? So, Michal, you grew up, now you're a man in his 70s. You grew up, you know.
I'm a man in my 80s.
80, sorry, apologise. You grew up in Catholic Ireland. Do you see the change now? I mean, is it a bad thing that we're kind of losing religion?
I've seen this happening over a period, and it is. It's an exceptionally bad thing. And say if those things were laid there, this is hard. Those ladies there, if you were rambling on, I didn't agree with her at all. But however, she didn't even know the commandments. The first commandment was, first, I am the Lord, the God, the Shannon, the strange gods before me. And talking about your neighbour, who's your neighbour? My neighbour is all mankind of every description, even those that into me or differ from me in religion. But anyway, but away from all that, I love my religion. I'm a very proud Catholic. I go into an institution where there are people in a bad way. I say the rosary a few days over a week. You can feel the religion in the press. There is religion. I believe in religion. Yes, we have a God. Everybody says a God everywhere. Maybe we're all brains. There's one God, but in a different capacity. But yes, we have lost our religion. We've lost it thanks to the governments one after the other. We're bringing in boatloads and shiploads of non-nationals. There's no paperwork. We don't know what to represent.
That's like, what's that got to do with religion?
It is, because they're bringing it. They're entitled to it. You go down.
Well, they have a different religion. They have another religion. Primarily Islam. Yeah.
Niall, the sad part of it is that a lot of the schools had to take down religious artifacts, Sacred Heart pictures, something that was there like...
You know, they shouldn't. Yeah, I know, I don't agree with that. They shouldn't. I mean, if it's a Catholic school, they should leave, you know, the statue of Mary or whatever it is, or the crucifix up on the wall. They shouldn't be taking them down. This is Ireland.
They're instructed by higher authorities to get them down. They're causing an offence to other people at the school. This is 100% true. Yes, Ivan Almighty.
No, I'm sure it is true. But they shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be pandering to other people. I know. That's our culture. Yeah, go on.
Yes, we can all. And I'm listening to you all for a long number of years. And I hear you slagging the religion big time. But the point is, to begin with, what happened with religion, the eldest son in any fire and any holding, he got the farm of land. The second maybe, well, now you become a guard. The third fella didn't get a choice, you become a priest. He was in charge, he had to nurture too, he never even got a hook. And the next thing was, things really began to go wrong when he found out that there was something else to life apart from being a priest. But the spread in the priesthood, he insulted the church by what they were doing. I mean, there are some brilliant priests there.
I feel sorry for priests. They're not even allowed to have a relationship. They have to be celibate. That's all. That's nonsense. No, it is nonsense, Michal. It goes against being a human being biologically.
It is. Niall, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
It is nonsensical to think that they can't have a relationship.
And that, by the way, that had nothing to do with Jesus. Absolutely nothing to do. That was brought in the 12th century by Pope, what's his face? I can't remember his name. Anyway, he brought that. That was a man-made rule to stop women inheriting.
We're married.
Yeah, but it was to stop women inheriting the church's money. That's what they brought it in for.
It is the money. Of course we're not to the church. It's a business. Of course it's a business. But I'll ask you something that, like, you don't believe in Nancy, you don't believe in medical or ghosts or anything else. My missus is alive thanks to water from St. John's Well in Warrenstown. And I will never forget the morning where the priest coming around, or not a priest, but a doctor, a senior doctor coming around checking them in the hospital. She was 8 days in a coma. And he told the nurse, "Ask your pipe trying her. You know, she's totally in a coma. She's out. She's not responsive." And I looked up at him and I said, "Excuse me, did you have your dinner yesterday?" "Very well," he said, "Fryer." "She had two sides of toast, a yogurt and a cup of tea. The only difference was, I was blessing her every night and throughout the night for Warfarin, Johnswell and Warnerstown, that I knew, I 100% knew from a cousin of mine that he was rotten from cancer from the toe to his head. And he went there, after getting out, we told set his affairs in order. He went straight there, had water, blessed himself, and he lived for another 21 years. There is religion, there is a God. Now, how are you supposed to have that God represent you? You represent yourself, that particular God. But I'm a very proud Catholic. And with the peace of the Lord, I will die a Catholic.
You probably will, Michal, and hopefully not too soon. Michal, unfortunately, I've run out of time. I have to go to the news. Aideen, thank you very much indeed. Keep playing the piano.
No bother,
not. All right, thanks very much indeed. And thank you, Michal.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.